Don't worry about it.
Welcome back. Where am I? We have Lauren Klaben, extraordinaire, L.E.K. Fit, back on. I think it's your third or fourth time?
Third.
We talk about you pretty much like every, at least every other time, 50%, 60, 70% of the time you're mentioned in what, it's like, it's almost like a, like, Where's Waldo? Of like, can you pick out when we talk about Lauren? Because we always somehow drop you in somewhere.
You're like our northern star.
I really, truly am honored. Samantha, you guys know I listen every single week, like right when it drops.
Really? And the last time you were on.
It's actually like what's kept me going. Just, I'm like, if Lauren likes it. Yeah, I was like, if she's on, you're a tough sell. You're a tough sell.
You're a tough one.
I am.
Yeah.
I
which
love
I love about you.
Thank you.
And literally maybe once a week, I think about the thing you said about your jeans and it makes me like dry heave a little.
What not about the washing jeans? Them?
About putting them in the refrigerator.
I mean,
it lives rent free in my head.
But like I don't. But like I just heard that that's what you're supposed to do.
She doesn't do it. Yeah.
I get it. I finally bought like three nice pairs.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I don't want to ever.
Do you know what I just did?
So many things live rent free in my head. It's awful.
So I shop a ton at like all my denim is redone, right?
Yeah.
And I was in there the other day getting another pair and I was like complaining. I'm like the same size that I am. Why do the ones that I have like not fit me anymore? This is clearly my size. And she's like, over time, especially vintage denim gives. Mm-hmm. And she's like, I went to Denim Revival on 3rd.
Yeah.
Took all my denim and she re-cinched
them. Anna? Mm-hmm. Ugh. I'm obsessed with Anna.
Yeah.
Have you bought the new tees there?
Okay, I tried it on when I was like doing my denim, but like I didn't need another tee.
You do.
But they did a great job.
No, you
I know.
Do.
They did a great job.
I didn't think I did. It's so much
really
cuter
good.
Than the redone. I was wearing
they're
exclusively
good. And they're
the
thicker,
Hanes redone.
Because I don't wear bras.
Yes.
And so it's
bad. Oh, that was my next question.
I was wearing exclusively redone. This is a PSA.
God
and
blessed.
I don't, I really kind of want to gatekeep this, but the guy who runs the vintage section at Denim Revival has created this tee that, and now they're coming in black and gray.
Yeah.
Did you try
it
black?
What's it look like?
I tried it on in black. It's such a cute tee because I came in.
It's like a baby tee.
And I had like a cat suit on. I'm like, what was I thinking
naturally.
Today?
Me too.
And he's like, here, I just made these tees. And I'm like, okay, but I cannot buy this. But I'm going to wear it. It's really cute.
You'll buy
it.
You'll fold.
I would fully go back.
You're fold. I bought all the sizes because they all fit different depending on what I need it for. I bought an extra small, small and medium.
Brilliant. Okay, now I'm going back.
Yeah. Did you ever try the Hanes redone? It's like a cute white tee.
No.
Yeah, it's cute. They did a good job
too. This one's
too,
a little thicker. Yeah, so it looks a little
nicer. Right? You can dress
precisely.
It up a little bit
we
more.
Don't
is it a little see-through?
Just like just telepathy. Just finish my sentence.
No, it's not see-through, which is
it's
great
not
for
see-through.
Somebody like me
yeah.
who goes to their kids' functions and doesn't wear bras and sometimes
I wish I didn't have
it's, you know what? It's a great alternative when your cat suit's dirty. Who wears fucking cat suits?
Wait, do you think you're smaller now or you think your jeans actually all stretched out?
No, they all stretched
sus.
Out.
Are you sure?
They gave,
well, they've
as
never,
she said.
They've also never met water. So I'm sure if you just washed them once,
I was
they'd be like,
putting them
thank
in
you.
The refrigerator. No, I do wash them because I'm just saying you're not yeah. supposed to.
You're not supposed to.
That's what I heard.
Well, I don't dry anything. I think we've talked about this. In my,
oh, yeah,
my house.
That's crazy.
My house looks like a
that
weird,
is
like
so
European
crazy.
Grandma's.
That was like a Japanese laundromat. Like you walk in, it's like 19 racks.
Yeah, it's disturbing.
Socks. I'm like,
yeah, but you know
socks.
What? My clothes probably look better. They stay better than all of your.
No, for sure. And you know what I just bought was I noticed like my black clothes, which is all of my
all
clothing,
of
was getting faded. So I got some just for black clothing.
Does that work?
I
yes.
don't know. TBD.
It does.
I've never used
the laundress.
The Woolite.
Oh, I got the laundress.
Okay. Woolite does one.
I got
just
the fancy
for,
one.
You did. Woolite does one just for blacks.
Yes.
And then Clorox makes. Like it's like a stain kind of a brightener for colors.
Ooh.
That's not chlorine Clorox.
Right,
but
right,
Clorox
right.
makes it. It's
okay.
in a blue bottle.
Oh, maybe I should do that.
How's the laundress one?
I don't know. I just got
okay,
it.
Report
just
back.
Arrived. Yeah.
I do. Well, first of all, I don't dry it because I think drying and hot water or even warm water, I do all cold.
I do all cold also.
It'll kill your blacks.
Yes.
Oh.
I do all cold.
Did we not talk
wait.
About this on here when I got the new smart washer and dryer? And my housekeeper was lying to me about using cold.
Oh,
and
yeah. I, so have a, I heard that.
It has a
episode.
Log. Yeah.
She was it has
her.
A log.
And is she still your housekeeper?
Yeah, because I love her. It's actually a testament to like how much I love her. Otherwise,
I feel that.
She would have been. I typically go to Disney once every 3 years. So when I go,
okay.
I used to the hire
guide.
Those third party people who were really gangster for a while and would do handicap access and things that were, you know, karmically questionable.
Yes.
They still operate. They still never work. But so now what I did, because Dom wanted to go 6 months ago for his birthday.
Right.
And I was like, listen, we go every 3 years. I can justify it. I took, you can take up to 9 or 10. Cadi came, like Lisa came. We did it. It's thousands and thousands of dollars. On top, you have to purchase your own tickets. But, you know, they... You still, you go through the lightning lines. They have shortcuts. They have waters for you. They're getting you snacks. You know, it's
just a it's very, very nice experience.
So
yes,
this,
the one time we went, that's how we
and
did
that's
it,
how you like, do it when you go every 3 years.
So bananas.
Of course, Ezra says, I want to go to Disney. His birthday is 6 months later. And I'm like, oh God. And so I was surveying a few of my Disney friends who like to go. And my girlfriend who recently had her son's bar mitzvah there said, you're fine.
That's all.
Get the tickets and get the Lightning Premier passes. You can get them a day before, usually maybe a couple, maybe even more, whatever. They're still super expensive. I mean, they're crazy. They're more than the tickets. But you're still going to be less. $450. You're still going to be less than the guide. Still going to be less than the guide.
Right, right.
And it's kind of the only way to do it. So Cadi, of course, so generously offered to drive down there and check me in and give me these tickets. But leading up to it, I'm like, I'm panicking. Like, I don't feel safe not having these things locked in, right. You know, like how do, what, yeah. You know, what do we have any, like, we need, I need concretes. You know, I'm like very like,
yeah,
I need to know.
Yeah.
And she was pretty confident. Like, it did not say, totally. I don't think, I'm not sure. Listen, I don't know. I don't want you to get there and be fucked. Like, you get, buy your own tickets, use my free ones a different time. She goes down there. So I'm like grappling with like being like, she's so sweet and generous to go down there, give me your tickets. But she like also kind of fucked me. So like, I'm like in a, like a, I'm like in an emotional.
So what happens? You're there together.
I had to wait in line.
We
That's
stayed.
What happened?
Okay. So they did a lot of single riders.
Busiest day of the year.
They did like a lot of single riders where they would go on. Each kid would go on a different car, and then they did one ride. They waited an hour, and then I don't know. I mean, I don't even know. It was frustrating. And I don't love Disney. I think there's certain people who like it.
I don't either.
And are willing to go and wait in those lines. I mean, I don't like it even when I'm ushered around by a guide. It's line to line to line. I want someone to explain it to me. I don't understand it. Yeah, so now I need like post-Disney therapy. If anybody has any recommendations.
And you're like there all day. No, we went once last year.
My feet
that was
hurt.
The one and only time.
Yeah.
Like,
every 3 years is fine.
I said,
Ezra, why do you like it? He goes, I'm a 12-year-old boy. Why wouldn't I like
brainwashing,
it?
Brainwashing, see? Brainwashing.
So now Duran's taking them back on Saturday, first class.
Was this yesterday?
Yeah.
This was yesterday.
So Duran's taking them all back, all of these kids, okay? So the parents are like, wait, what? My kids are going back to Disney? I'm like, yeah, double Disney birthday party. It's trending.
The kids were stoked when they heard that in line.
Why are they going back?
Because Duran now thinks that Ezra should go back for like first class and taking all the same friends. It's like costing me thousands of dollars. I refuse to go.
That's craziness.
Duran just texted me, it's raining Saturday. I'm like.
Yeah. Oh, that is so crazy. That is so crazy. That's so crazy. You were there. They did.
I won't
they
go
did
back.
Disney.
I'm not going back.
No, that's all crazy.
I accidentally bought him a lightning pass. He's like, I don't want it. It's an extra
what is Duran's star sign? What is he?
Libra. One? Yeah. He doesn't want one.
Oh, no.
Libra. Why?
That is so wild.
What would you think he was?
Is he like the type of person that like once he has his mind set on something, come hell or high water? That's what's happening?
No, he's like the kind of guy who's usually says yes to everything. Like he'll be like, would you like, you know, if I was randomly like, I want to go to, I don't know, to like an hour away because they have this gourmet market that only carries this. He'd be like, great. Uh-huh. Like he's just like that.
Yeah.
But he also wants it to be good for Ezra. And I think he feels like, so Ezra's closer with him. Ezra, like Duran's Ezra's favorite.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think there must be a lot of components tied up into it, but it's his personality. Sure. He takes him to the Charger. We have season tickets, takes him to the Charger games. I mean, he's like kind of good like that.
Yeah.
Where I'm like, no.
Yeah. Same. I'm like, no, we can stay home.
No,
we're fine.
Yeah.
Go play in the backyard.
No. Oh no. I'm not going anywhere. So then I bought I'm going to say, I bought him a lightning pass. Cause I was like in a frenzy. It's like, Ezra's panicking. I'm in line buying these tickets. It's like 3,000, 2,000, whatever. And then I'm like, oh my God, I accidentally bought him a lightning pass. He didn't want one. Cause he's just going to let the boys go. And so I called Disney to be like, I made a mistake. I bought these 2 hours ago. I just spent $5,000. They were like, I'm sorry, we don't do refunds. Of course we don't not. Do refunds. We don't do anything. And I was like, I know, but it was a mistake and it was 2 hours ago and I just spent all this money. And she was like, all right, let me connect you to my leader. Okay, I'm on hold for 50 minutes. This is insult to injury after
you're
I have
at the park doing
this? No, I'm home.
Okay.
And the supervisor goes, hi, so I understand that you've bought 6 lightning passes and would only like 5 and you're requesting a refund for 1 because you made a mistake. And I was like, yes. I'm like, oh, thank you so much. She's like, there's nothing I can do.
Amazing.
I'm like, this is a bad look for Disney. I went, started going crazy. I was like, so you're telling me.
Takes it to X.
Like, you're not going to give me like $100 credit or something. Like, no, nothing. They don't.
Of course not.
It's like timeshare mentality. They're like, once you sign on the dotted line, you are.
Yeah. I'm. This is why I'm the mom that is not.
I'm lucky.
I don't have kids that, my kids have zero desire.
I like Universal Studios. That
I don't mind
do.
It. Ugh. It's so close.
Here. It's. Right.
Yeah, but it's just because it's here. It's not great.
Look, I'm not an amusement park. Like, yeah. I don't do
You just sit
rides.
In, like, 9 different chairs that vibrate.
I agree with
any
that.
Of that
no.
stuff.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
And it's flu season? No.
Like, I know. No. Universal, the older kids like Universal, though.
Yeah.
Like, Luca will want to go with his 14-year-old friends.
Totally.
And cruise.
Totally.
That would be
I like the movie theater there.
The movie theater. City Walk is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's $50 to park, so.
Is it really?
Their valet. Their valet used to be 25.
I stay home. Like, yeah. I'll go out and do things without my kids.
Yeah.
But they can stay home.
It's $60 to park. Do you ever try to get somebody to stamp it, Cadi, at the restaurants?
Yeah, sometimes.
You
but
can
sometimes
get validated
just, like,
if you
just
eat there?
By the rules.
I'll go, like, after like the movie and be like, hi, can I get a stamp? They're like, did you? It, like, sometimes they're like, yeah, and I tip the person, like, $5 or $10.
Yeah.
I'd rather give them the tip than the valet.
For sure.
And then other times they're like, where's your receipt? I'm like, I lost it. It's so like good. A charade.
It makes
time.
Me too nervous. So I'm like,
it's
fuck
annoying.
It, I'll just
I know.
Pack.
I think I've hit my limit. I can't do it anymore.
That's so hectic.
Do you have New Year's Eve plans? What do you do on New Year's Eve?
Normally nothing, but I'm going to Blue Note. Is that tomorrow? It's tomorrow.
Oh, how
Wait.
Fun. Yeah.
DeBarge.
Is that
El DeBarge.
Who is it?
I'm so excited. El DeBarge.
I don't know that.
Wait,
what?
Is this up the street, the jazz
yeah,
place?
Yeah, I go all the time. I go by myself.
Beverly
Glenn.
I'm going here after this.
Today?
Yeah.
Like what?
During the day?
I'm going at 2:15.
For what?
Just hang out. No. to go see the space. I've never been.
Oh, just because? Oh, because you do events.
Yeah.
Is that
great.
Beverly
they did
Glenn?
A good job. Is it what?
On Beverly Glen?
No, it's right here.
Yeah, it's right, there,
it's right next to, yeah, the Cinedome.
Is
or
there
whatever
an,
is it
there
is
an,
now.
Isn't there another jazz club at that Beverly Glen?
There's something at the Pendry.
Okay.
Sunrose.
Yes.
Which I like the aesthetics of that one better.
Cool.
Sorry, Blue Note.
What are you
sorry,
are you Blue looking Note. At it for an event, Cadi?
Yeah. For Bert's premiere.
And doesn't Lisa oh. doesn't yeah. Lisa do
yes.
PR for them? For Blue
she
Note?
She does their Instagram.
Doesn't she?
Oh, I have no idea.
Yeah.
I don't know how I know that, but I know that.
Yeah.
Has Lisa ever done Leg Fit?
No. Oh my God, that would be amazing.
I really liked her episode.
You did?
Yeah.
She's really
an interesting one.
She's building something really cool.
I think so.
Yeah. It's just like going to take a long, not a long, I mean, it's going to take like anything good, a while to build it out in the
it
right
doesn't.
Way. Yeah.
By the way, your Instagram is slapping right now.
Thanks.
Who's doing it?
Me.
She does it.
All
you're,
me. I've
I
taken
love
over.
Your dumps.
I've taken
Sorry.
Everything
your dumps,
back.
Yeah.
This is like the dumbest word. I look, my carousel.
Your carousels I'm obsessed
thank
with.
You.
And then how you number it. Like,
thank you.
I went deep.
Thank you.
And you have the best like 90s throwback music.
Thank you. Why I work you really hard on it.
Okay, but one thing I was thinking.
Yes.
You have the best music on Instagram.
I do. Can you like, say that again?
No, the best music. You
it's
have
taken
like,
me
really
a while
good.
To adjust.
Is everybody listening?
Oh my God, I love
to her
it.
Her 90s.
There was
R&B.
Like Remedy.
Oh, so
oh,
good.
So fucking good.
So good.
So good. And I was like, I haven't heard this song in 30 years,
Black
baby.
Crows.
Like,
I mean.
Come on. But why don't you play any of this music in class?
I do play some of it.
You don't, do you?
Is she tripping?
Yeah, you're tripping.
Well,
she does.
A lot of
is it
you
recent?
Know, like I have to.
Yeah, you
I
mix,
have
yeah.
to.
What are the? Aren't there legal
like
issues
yeah,
for you?
Yeah.
What are they?
So I have deals with like whoever the powers that be are.
Yeah,
and so I have like a list of like no play list, and so when I'm filming and teaching,
oh,
I have to follow my no play list. Okay. But if you come on weekends. I get to have more fun because I don't
oh,
usually shoot.
Is the no
Saturday
playlist huge?
No, it's not huge. And
oh,
it's, and it's
but can you play like if you wanted to, like pop hits?
I mean, I can play like if you're not watching me and listening.
Yeah.
I mean, now when I started,
yeah.
there was only a handful of us streaming. Oh, it's online.
It's because of the streaming element. Mm-hmm. It's if you were just in a class, you could play whatever.
Yeah, totally. Yeah. And, but to play music in the studio, I have to have the same licensing agreement that like any of the restaurants have and like that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. You have to pay. Is it ASCAP or whoever it is?
Oh, like, yeah, it's royalties. Yeah, yeah, BMI, exactly. ASCAP.
Wow. Yeah. What if you're you know all of this.
Yeah,
yeah.
So yeah, just to play, like just to stream through the Sonos at the studio, I have to pay for that.
And then they distribute. I mean, it's such an interesting thing, the whole music thing. But to your point, Kadi, I believe that anybody's Instagram that is as good as hers is, it has to be that person doing it or having a huge hand in it.
You can't outsource it.
You can't outsource it. I
believe that. And I took it back. I believe that wholeheartedly. Yeah. You can have help, but if it's not ever going to be so... It's going to be diluted and it's not going to be as cohesive. And it just,
and then it looks like everyone else.
And for better or for worse, you have to be, if it's that good and it's you, it's usually you, the person.
Yeah.
If it's that good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's really good.
You happen to have a knack for that. Yeah. You could have been in that business if you wanted to be. I mean, if you had gone a different direction.
It was something you'd posted probably like a few weeks ago. You're like, things that don't match my personality.
Oh, yeah.
So
that one is blowing up, and I'm like,
that's what got me.
Wait, do we have a clip of it? Do we? What are some of the ones? Oh, it's like she's never been hungover. She doesn't like music festivals, but loves concerts.
You've never been hungover.
She doesn't count calories. You've never been hungover. That.
What about in Vegas?
You
never drank.
No, the only time. So I
just smoked
drinking.
Cigs?
Oh yeah.
God, who doesn't? You know what?
Kadi would literally smoke a cig right now.
I would too.
Let me tell you something. I love when someone lights one up. Like being in New York, I'm like.
Would you die if Lauren smoked a cig in front of you?
I was at a show at the Hollywood Bowl, and I was like walking to the merch, and I walked past somebody smoking, and I just like stopped and inhaled it. And my girlfriend's friend from Orange County happened to also be at the same show and saw me.
Stop it.
It's so fully weird.
And I'm like, it's just the best.
It is the
when
best.
You've been a smoker, like.
Yeah, I know.
But no, I've never been hungover because I started drinking I tried alcohol at like 14 and then like wasn't into it. And by the time I was 16, I always wanted to be able to leave whatever party or wherever we were.
Same.
So I just was always the designated driver and then I never drank. So when I moved to Vegas like at 23, I didn't drink at all.
So you just never
done just a like drug Jenny, in my life.
My sister.
But hold on. Have you had sips of stuff? And if
yeah, what like 14, like sips. I've tried like
it's gonna be like a Zima.
Yes, I was gonna say Zima.
Stop.
Beer, obviously growing up in St. Louis, Anheuser-Busch. This is disgusting.
Did you know St.
Like
Louis
beer.
Is the murder capital of the world?
No. East St. Louis.
Yes.
East St. Louis. St. Louis, which is not
I heard that yesterday.
Are we still number one?
So
I'm from St. Louis. Missouri.
Okay.
Yeah. East St. Louis is across the bridge in Illinois.
The wrong side of the
not
bridge.
Not literally.
Okay.
So it is Mike not the
same.
Okay.
It is not the same St. Louis.
Okay. Fair.
I have been there because I worked at an Abercrombie in Illinois. So I would cross that bridge every single day. But East St. Louis and St. Louis, Missouri are not the same thing. And yes, East St. Louis is still the most dangerous city in the country. Well,
insane.
Really kicked Detroit's ass, didn't it?
I mean, wild.
Okay. Yeah, so that clip got me diving in.
Really?
Where I went more and more.
You believe she's never been hungover?
I've never been hungover. And I ask like my friends to drink all the time. Like I'm fascinated by the hangover cycle.
You should do it. Just
to know.
No. It sounds horrible, you guys.
I bet, you know what? With your fucking luck, I bet you wouldn't even get a hangover. Your body would be like, it's processed.
It's weird that it sounds so bad to you if you've never felt it. Because I feel like if I had just heard about it, I'd be like, okay, I can handle that. I mean, right?
No, I'm truly, I'm fascinated by the cycle, the like greasy food the next day.
Oh, yeah. Oh, the cycle. Oh,
yes.
Yes. It is a thing.
It's dreadful.
Yeah.
You should try
it. It sounds so horrible. Like, I cannot comprehend how and why people do that to themselves. I just can't wrap my head around it.
We can't either, and we keep
trying
doing
to figure
it
out. I mean, last week's episode, we talked all about like New Year's Eve and like, are we fucked up in a certain sense?
She listened.
Always...
She knows.
I listened to every episode, you guys.
So she's up to date,
fully up to date.
It hasn't aired yet.
Yes, it has.
Oh, it has.
Yeah.
Oh, so So then I'm looking at yours, going, "What the hell is she going to work on?" Like
nothing
that
perfect.
Sucks for you. It has to be like emotional development.
No. No, I don't. First of all, I don't believe in New Year's resolutions. I think it just sets you up to fail.
Yeah, tell us.
I like the idea of a reset, a refresh, a restart. Like, I like the collective idea that, like, okay, we've got a fresh year ahead of us. But I think it's also important to just be like, it's literally just another day, another month.
I don't know
because
why.
I think if we put so much into it, then
you're boomerang.
Bound to fail, or you're bound to start and go so hard that it's not sustainable.
That's true. Burn out. Exactly. This is sustainability.
Why dry January is going to be tough for us.
Totally. So, like,
January.
Why? Like,
I'm doing dry January.
I know, but there's also damp January.
I'm then going to find a sustainable version.
You should just
see
altogether. But I've been saying that to you since I met you.
Is that sustainable?
Like, no.
I know.
Easy
watch me shrink this month. I'm going
to know how great it is to drink.
It is. That's true.
That
like
is true.
I'll never know. Look, I have definitely been like drunk. Like I was as a teenager. Like I've been
off Zimas.
But I never.
But,
yeah.
But also,
Todd,
as a teenager,
gross.
As what did you say?
A styrofoam cup.
Disgusting.
Wait, what did you say?
You drop a Jolly Rancher.
You drop a Jolly Rancher in it.
Florida and St. Louis are a lot alike.
But I bet if she was drunk, that tracks. And she's so young, you're not really, unless you go so hard.
Exactly.
You're so resilient at that age.
Totally.
You wake up and you're like, oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Yeah. Well. No, I'm doing dry January, not damp January.
What is damp?
Okay, here's the theory behind it.
Okay.
I did a deep dive.
Sustainability.
Yeah. It's changing your lifestyle. So it's like, what, you're going to abstain from all alcohol for 30 days?
No, I totally agree. But you know how
instead,
I feel about like alcohol
revamp and
double.
Create
yeah.
a new
Spirits.
System.
Yeah.
Can you just stop
I'm
it
just,
already?
I
know.
To tell you.
Jesus, you, the alcohol, the sugar.
Do you feel the same way about marijuana?
Yes.
Yeah.
Now I do.
Cigarettes
I
think, are a go?
Yeah, what the?
Forever.
Cody, this
down,
speaks to your
no,
whole
really
nicotine. Does.
Yeah.
Down for nicotine. You know what? Like, I don't smoke because of the vanity of it.
You smoke?
All. No, I
oh,
don't.
Yeah, yeah,
not
yeah.
anymore.
Okay.
Not because of the lung issues?
Not because of
because of
the
skin.
Would
and
you
the wrinkles?
Start smoking right now if someone said you're going to be totally clear? Yeah, you would.
I probably would.
Yeah.
I really
You
got to
have one vice.
On the weekends?
What about on the weekends?
Do you have any vices? Do you have anything that you consider to be a vice?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
Do I?
Gummy bears, cinnamon gummy bears.
I've seen your
right?
self-care
like,
routine. It's a little. I mean, I watched a video today where I was like, I'm not going to get those 5 minutes of my life back. I watched you put on like 26 different lotions on your face and then like sand blow it with a ball. And I was like, what is she doing? Like, well, and then you started doing it to your stomach. And I was like, now I hate myself. Like, I can't watch this.
Sand blow.
You're like, yeah, and I turn it on and I start like getting tired because you're like, this is what I do every day to
yes.
feel better.
What
and
is that?
Self-care.
The ASMR.
What's yeah. yes.
You could put me to sleep.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
You're like, watch me nourish my body.
Literally.
Half a turkey burger. I went so deep in your Instagram
you really
today.
You
it
really
was like, I was
prepared.
Like, am I stoned? Why am I so
stoned?
And then I
do
got
I
on to one
because
I started writing like rapid fire questions.
Yes.
And I was like, I wonder how like your outlook on like peptides.
She mentioned them before, I think.
I saw a bunch of needles on your gram.
Oh, that was my own blood.
It was
clear. PRP.
It's PRP. So she took it, spun it, and was
and
the
it
plasma.
Takes out the color?
Yeah, I guess so.
Yeah.
That's so weird.
Yeah.
What'd you do
wait,
with
what'd
it?
You say? It's the color?
Put it in my face?
Yeah.
Normally.
Yeah. I go one step further and do the PRFM. Yeah.
It's the best.
Yeah.
No, okay, what's the FM?
It's a fiber matrix made of sodium chloride.
Oh.
It's
really advanced.
Do I need to get that added
yeah,
in?
Yeah.
I
yeah.
Do.
But
Nancy.
She's listening. Nancy doesn't like it because she
oh.
thinks it. Well,
whatever
no,
she says.
She doesn't not like it. She just thinks that it's like it. She doesn't like how quickly it thickens, but I really like it. And maybe she's changed her thinking on this. I mean, because it's basically mixing your plasma
yeah.
with another component, which just thickens up your plasma a little bit.
Maybe mine's so good. She doesn't need to thicken
it. So
probably you're perfect.
I mean, I really pride myself
it's
on my
loaded with collagen.
Yeah.
Does she do your lips?
Yeah.
Does your husband know? No, you don't.
Does he care?
He doesn't give a shit.
Yeah.
It's amazing. So what are your thoughts on peptides? Because I feel like this is like, I feel like the GLP-1 era is actually
like
curbing a bit. And people that are like obsessed with longevity, like
right,
they're diving
right.
into the peptide game now.
I am really weary of any supplements or relying on anything but my own body to do what it's meant to do. It really freaks me out to like get involved in something that like I might potentially put myself like into
roadblock.
I would have to just take it forever. Like I might do some real damage. I know that when I first got into fitness and working with like my peers as clients, I noticed a lot of women had really truly damaged their metabolisms because they were messing with like Adderall and stuff like that to rev their metabolism in like college and stuff. And so I just have always been really cautious and like really fearful of getting into too many supplements that might cause my body to then like rely on them. Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Well, the Adderall's not a supplement, but like.
Using it as a supplement.
A GLP alternative.
Exactly. Yeah. Like using it for something that it has a side effect for, but wasn't meant to.
To be do,
but even
for weight loss,
like doing anything where your body
the
would.
The fat extreme diets could even potentially.
Totally.
Off kilter.
Yeah.
The whole metabolism.
Just doing anything that stops your body from doing what it already is naturally meant to do.
Yeah, like
freaks
January.
Me out.
My body's meant to process alcohol.
Exactly.
Your body's like, what's happening?
Were we kidnapped?
Not at all. It's poison. Your body is like,
give me
what?
My poison.
Are
we're realizing
you
that
me?
The older we get, we're like, this is actually because we were so resilient for so long, and now we're like,
it's
what? Like, why are we in
your
the
little body?
Drop like me an Adderall, please.
Drop me an Adderall. I've never done Adderall.
No.
Have you?
In college.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting.
Like, that's so crazy. Like, what did you do? Just like pop it for to like stay up? Give you
energy?
Yeah,
like for a party?
Study.
Oh, to study.
Well, I mean, like to do work.
Did you feel high?
It was like 20 years
ago.
Oh,
you don't remember.
Yeah, you felt like euphoric. Yeah.
Oh. Wow.
Yeah. Weren't people like snorting it?
Jesus.
Yeah, I think so.
Probably.
In St. Louis.
In our hometowns.
In East St. Louis. Oh, God.
I mean, okay, so you're not into the peptide game.
I don't know.
So
I don't think I am. No.
It's interesting that you think it's being curbed because I feel like it's being normalized.
And I think it's just, we're just getting duped.
Wait, what are you talking about? GLP-1s or peptides?
Well, technically GLP-1s are peptides. I don't mean all peptides. I think GLP-1s are being normalized.
I think an alternative.
What are you thinking?
Know.
Like NAD?
Yeah,
or
like
what are you thinking?
The natural ones.
Okay.
The ones that don't mimic hormones, really.
There's so many.
Freaks me out because
anything that you're...
What's it called?
Yeah, glutathione.
Do you take that?
No.
Well, you wouldn't need to.
Well, I don't know that I don't need to, but like why? Like
why?
Kind of the same reason like I don't have a doctor. Like I feel...
That freaks me out. That
fantastic.
Lives rent-free in my head as well. So if you could just get like one scan, I can sleep better.
This is what Nancy said, but like, why? What do
because
I need to know?
The health. For example, like
I would be on with your dad one day.
You want to be on with him?
He's going to tell you to get a scan too. Just get one executive physical so you have a baseline. Yes, he would, because some of the healthiest people in the world have like a clogged artery.
Yeah, I've heard that.
You know what I mean? That's what scares me. I think about it all the time with you.
I
want to put my watch on.
No, those things freak me out. No, I just let go and let God. Like, I think I'll know something wrong.
I mean, that's
wrong,
a great
you know?
Theory.
I think I'll know.
Yeah, why?
And also, the other argument is that even if there was something, oftentimes there's no intervention until you have to do something, which
and
is when
doing,
you would know.
And doing an intervention too soon could cause
other
cells.
Issues.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah. This is what Dr. Art would say. When he's back
I'm
in town,
deep
he'll
in
be
it. I'm know? Too deep in it.
I know. What's your latest? Where have you been? Lately. No scans.
She was at Burn today.
Wearing the watch.
Was at Burn
I've heard
today.
About this.
Yeah, what are your thoughts?
Why are we doing no method methods? Look.
Well, I had a trainer tell me that heated workouts aren't workouts. And I was like, that's the only kind
not,
of workout
it's
I like.
Fully.
I don't believe that at all.
I don't either.
It's, well, here's the deal. There's being warm once you get warm is really important. So, you know, like if you come to us, like you don't walk in and immediately start sweating. If you go to like Equinox or something like that, it's generally really cold and your body gets warm and then you move to your next machine and you get cold again. And that's really bad. You can cause injury. It doesn't feel good. With us, like you come in And it's warm enough that once you get warm, you stay warm. With these other no method methods, you're just going into an extremely hot room and you're setting yourself up for having an injury, losing too much water, overdoing it, because
that's what my fear is, the losing too much water.
Why are you losing too much water without the heat?
No, she's with the heat because she's sweating. Oh. Like all heat does is dehydrate you.
Yeah.
You're not detoxing anything. You're detoxing with me because you're using the rebounder. You're not detoxing anything. You're sweating out and you're just dehydrating yourself. So then you have to make sure you're replenishing and replenishing correctly.
Bitch. Look at that. My bubba over there.
Right. But like what's in there? Just water? You have some salt in there?
Himalayan sea salt and lemons.
But like what like a mind fuck? Like what like a vicious like
it's a vicious cycle.
Yeah. Like you don't need to do that. And what you're doing is you're going in there and your body's getting so abnormally warm that you're going further. Like you've lost the ability to stay connected. So someone like Sam, who like deals with the shoulder thing sometimes, if she went to that shoulder thing would like, she would not notice it because she would be so warm, so hot,
yeah,
that you really risk injuring. Same with Busy, who has a knee thing. If she were to go there, like she, it would like, her body would get so abnormally warm.
You mean because it's past
warm.
The point of like a safe
same
heat.
Thought as hot yoga. Like yeah. You're stretching uh-huh. past the point of really where you should be because your body is getting so warm. Mm-hmm. And you also, I've heard people like going there and leaving and throwing up. Like you shouldn't be doing that.
Didn't you feel
sick? It should
you
never
and Julie
be
felt sick that
so
day?
Hot that you feel sick.
Didn't you and Julie feel sick?
Yes, after but you know why.
Oh, did you hear this?
Because she had alcohol.
No,
because no. No, I was actually sober, but thank you.
She rubbed that sweat.
I brought your devil stick with me.
She downed a bottle of tequila. No, she brought that
sweat stick. Sweet sweat.
Oh, sweet sweat.
And we were like, you don't,
yeah, I love sweet sweat.
I don't know how she's blaming this.
I was like,
But no, like those, it's just like, whatever, come
yeah.
to me.
Yeah.
I've been in the game longer.
Yeah.
But it's yeah. just, it's not a good idea.
Well, yeah.
No, and I get it. Like,
it's 4 miles from me and it's not 14. Like, so if you could just come to the Valley, that would be great.
This is what she said to me.
No, but seriously, it's like you're in the Upper East Side right now and we need you in Soho where all the cuties are working out.
I know.
Okay? And you don't need to get on a freeway, but I'm telling you, you would fucking crush in the Valley. And I know you like walking to work.
But I really do.
I'm telling you.
You walk to work now? No, you don't.
Just do a pop-up, please. A month-long pop-up and see it explode.
Find me a space and I'll do it 100%.
Really?
Well, yeah. The other day
I have a gym.
Just over the hill.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, the day when she, the other day when she posted gym. That she's doing training, I was like, should I sign up?
You're doing training?
Well, we offer rebounder cardio training. So that yeah. because everyone wants to do rebounder yeah. cardio and no one can do it.
Yeah. Practice. But are you going
to? So we offer that type of training. So it's not franchise. I don't have to deal with anything after. Yeah. I just welcome you in with open arms and give you all my secrets around the rebounder. And then you can bring it in to your studio,
to
your
anybody.
Space,
yeah.
I've got like 55 moms that are, I could load you up.
With what? Oh, in the Valley.
It would be like a boat, like all of us in there just bouncing.
Like Noah's Ark?
I would be happy. Yeah. I would so love to do a pop-up, 1,000%.
Do a pop-up.
But like
no
also,
commitment.
We're just right on La Brea.
So, no, you're not. I'm just right.
You should find her a space and she can test the
Okay,
theory.
Fine. Let's yeah. just test it out Let's and it. See what it would be
yeah.
like. And then also, what's coming in winter 2026?
Okay, we're launching
you told anyone?
A new app. I haven't told anyone yet.
Whoa.
Should we get the exclusive?
Yes, let's get the exclusive.
So we're launching a new app.
I saw that you were teasing
called,
something.
Yes, Perfect 10 by Ellie K Fit. And it is a separate app from the Ellie K Fit online studio. It's 10-minute meditative and focused workouts, zero equipment, drop down, do it anywhere, and you just get to, it's either legs, arms, core. I'm going to give you dozens and dozens. Select whatever you want. You can do it when you wake up in the morning, before you go to bed, in the middle of the day, while you're at your desk. Anytime you just feel like you need to reconnect your body and you want some serious movement, you know, we don't do anything that's like bullshit. You're really working something. 10 minutes. Get down on your mat, select arms, core, legs. We do some breath work. We do a slight, tiny meditation just to get you grounded. And then you can get back to
this will be offered within the other
separate app.
Separate app. I love it.
Separate. Yeah. Why aren't you piggybacking your app?
Because we wanted to create a separate app that was away from the online studio. The online studio is really about your daily full body equipment, you know, full out, full in workout. And then this is just something completely separate. I use a separate voice.
Yeah.
I'm in a different location.
Oh my God, I can't wait.
Different
what
music.
Do you mean? Your voice, but separate? A separate like voiceover?
I do,
voiceover?
Like just different.
It's her Instagram voice when she's like, watch me eat half.
It's like Hypnozio. Hypnozio exactly. Lauren style.
It's very calming.
Did you ever listen to the Hypnozio?
Yes.
It's like, you've never felt more calm.
Do you feel your ankles anymore? Because I don't.
Because I don't.
Slip into the sand.
Yes. Because
I don't.
Because I don't.
Exactly.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
So you, if someone offered you $1 million.
Oh yes.
Okay. Like if I offered you $1 million and I said, I want my body to look like yours, would you accept it? Do you think you could do that? Stop looking at my stomach. You're like, I can't deal with your post-surgery scars.
No. So you $1 million I would rat like not the $1 million. I would gladly
2 million.
Help
okay,
you.
Okay, fine. 2.5. After taxes.
I would, nothing thrills me more, truly, than helping you get to the body that you want. We're different genetics, different makeup. So like, I can never say, you can look exactly like me. Like, we're working with some really good stuff. So like, we could get
we're working with
exactly where you want it to be.
Hatchet face.
But.
Hey, you guys.
Remember Christine, someone with like acne? Just kidding, sorry.
But it's, nothing would make me happier than to help you get to the body that you felt best in. And that's like no bullshit. That's
been, have you done it before?
Yeah.
Like specifically for one person?
Of course. But you, I mean, look at Busy, like how, what Busy got you. Like,
look at this over here.
Look at this one.
I know.
Seriously.
Is that from you, you think?
Yes.
I should just drive over the hill.
I mean, you just, where do you go into an office? In the Valley?
Mm-hmm. Burbank,
my
right?
My whole life is here.
We're not in the Valley right now.
No.
I feel like we're in our hood.
Totally.
No, you're not.
We are.
Hollywood.
Yeah.
You're kissing the valley.
Who cares?
I can see it.
You're like. Even if.
Yeah, I know she's there. But I don't.
Maybe I'll just go to you tomorrow.
I mean,
what
please,
is there? Is there one thing that anybody says about your body that annoys you?
That annoys me?
Yeah. That you like that people say about you that like comments about your body that annoy you or that you don't agree with.
I could probably answer this for you.
Answer for me. I don't know. I don't think so.
No.
No, I have found that like I
don't have
gotten
to
myself on the wrong side of Instagram lately.
Yeah,
but I'm just embracing it.
What, no, like I mean spank like bank? With people like what?
Like
what?
A spank bank? What do you mean wrong side of Instagram?
Spank bank.
I mean you're more, like your guys husband are watching, is numb to you.
Guys are watching to literally.
Like you need to like get fat and lose weight so he appreciates it again, because he just looks at you and he's like, yep, that's my wife.
I mean,
I feel like he goes crazy for you.
Does he go crazy for you? No.
Who wouldn't?
No one's husband goes crazy for them.
We go crazy for you.
I mean, you guys do.
Yeah.
And I appreciate it. No, I mean, I've just like noticed, like, I really do appreciate that you were praising my Instagram, because sometimes I'm just like,
Your Instagram's great.
We're like headed towards OnlyFans.
I mean, it's borderline.
It's mesmerizing.
Borderline. But I feel like it's like, yeah, it's mesmerizing.
It's mesmerizing. You know why? And it's because you're a dancer. And I hate to say this, but like, you don't want to watch. You want people, when you watch someone dance, it's like music for the eyes.
Yeah.
So you want to watch someone with like an impeccable body.
Yeah, of course.
Because it makes it so interesting. So like, you've started dancing more.
I am who I am. I like to show my body. I mean, hello, it's what I do. If I didn't,
show your body.
Yeah.
Show your little boy shorts rolled down 17
times. I think part of it is what's kept me going. It's like the sex appeal of it. There is an element of sex appeal to the workout.
You always say that. You're like, she motivates me.
Yeah, but there's a lot of components, but that's the one of them. It's very sexy, also hard as fuck, but like there's a lot to it that keeps me particularly interested in it. It's not just one thing.
It's hard. Sometimes when you lay down on your trampoline, I just lay there.
Oh,
and I'm like,
forward?
She's not watching.
No, I feel the hottest when I'm doing your workout than I do anywhere else in the world.
That means everything.
And that could mean like even full glam, dressed up somewhere else. Like I feel the sexiest, the hottest when I'm doing the workout. But because only
you guys,
in person.
You guys wear outfits that you feel good in.
Well, yeah.
You should.
Yeah.
Well, so should you.
Yeah.
I don't feel good in an outfit.
Well, we need to fix that.
I know. Maybe you You're can be my young. Little New Year's Eve. I know I'm so young.
You really are.
I'm not. I'm a year younger than you guys. I'm not.
No, you're not.
Yeah, I am.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, we're all so young.
We're all so young.
I feel really young.
Okay, we're all young. Two things I want to ask you about. So Luca got, this is Luca related. Luca just got that Hume health scale. What do you think about that?
My dad has that.
Is that the thing where you like pull?
Yeah.
I answer this one for you too.
Wait, Luca has this?
He wanted it. So we ordered it and I gave it to him for one of his gifts. And he's like, he's now saying he doesn't want it. And I totally get it. Each what read was so different. Because it tells you your muscle mass, your bone density, all of these things.
He's a growing teenage boy.
Of course. And also, really, let's pretend it's perfectly accurate. What are you really doing with that
information?
First of
all, it's not perfect. There's no way it's perfectly accurate. It's not. Just like that thing isn't perfect.
No,
accurate.
It's not. So, okay, so no. So anyways, that's getting returned.
You know I was gonna come
so I
to
was
watch.
Like, I want to return it because they have this.
Yeah, return
like
it.
A 45-day return. And
yeah,
they,
return
but they
it.
Wrote me this crazy long page, long email like, can you please give us feedback as to why we're really trying to improve? I mean, it was sweet, but it's just like, it's too much information that's not really helping me. And then they also have a companion app, which you can buy and pay for.
Of course.
And it's guiding you day to day. I mean.
That's what it's for. Who is this? Hume?
Hume. You can,
Hume.
H-U-M-E. But you don't have to have the app to do the readings. But
the app just keeps track of like your daily recordings.
No. And I don't like mom to mom.
Yeah.
I don't think Luca should have something like that.
I don't like it. He's getting. But
wait, why though?
Because what on earth does he need to obsess over that?
He's getting to, and I think he's a year older than.
Yes, Miles will be 13 next month.
So he's getting into fitness and health more, which I love. And you can definitely see it in, you know, just his whole like demeanor. He's really, you know, just more mindful of everything, which I love for him. And I don't think it's hit an obsessive point. But then he went to Costco with Duran this last weekend and came home with this huge thing of creatine. And I'm like, what? You don't need to take creatine. I was like, it's not good for anybody under 18 and maybe nobody.
Right.
And he was like, why? Why? I'm like, I read an article. He's like, send me the article. Which
that's how Miles
hasn't
is
read
too.
The article.
Show me your proof.
Send me the article. Send me the article. I go, call Papa. And he's like, why? Why? I go, just call him and ask him.
And what did he say?
He said, you don't need it.
My dad's Papa also.
It's
mine too.
I love it.
It's not going to hurt you if you're not dehydrated, but you really don't need it. But again, all of these things. So it's infiltrating, you know, it's definitely infiltrating at a young age.
Absolutely.
Which I think can be positive as long as it doesn't hit a obsessive.
Yeah,
point.
And I wasn't saying he was obsessed now by wanting it. I just think that it
could create
absolutely.
That. And 100% they want to create that. It's the same, like, should we go down my conspiracy theories?
Yeah, please.
It's all to set you up so that you're reliant on something forever and, like, to totally take you out of your own body and mind, which will absolutely guide you.
Yeah.
And then, like I
this
say,
is me.
If you lose.
I'm ruined.
You just take it off. We just take it off.
Throw it.
Toss it.
Swallow it. You're free.
No, but like we're really, oh my God, your listeners are going to be like, ugh, with Lauren. But like.
Someone said you're the RFK of the fitness world.
That is the best.
Oh my sweet, God, isn't it?
He's hot, by the way. It's one of my favorite comments.
Speaking of cigs.
Right?
Okay, sorry. Please get
out. Patty and I are going to find every reason to start smoking. Yeah.
By the way, I'm with you guys. I'm here. I'm here for it.
What are we doing? Like parliaments?
Parliaments or Capri?
Capris.
Oh, Capris, I never smoked those.
Honestly.
Oh, my God.
That's amazing.
It's like a microdose cigarette.
That's one of my New Year's resolutions to smoke a cigarette with you at some point in 2026.
Okay. Fuck.
Okay, sorry.
No.
Go back.
Okay, so we are, and I talk about this all the time with eating, but we are innately able to know, like, what we want to eat, when we should eat it, when we're satiated. We know when something is off in our bodies and like we know how to adjust it. And then if there is a point, God forbid, that we don't know how, then obviously seek help. But I think what's happening now with all of these people out there talking about fitness and these supplements and what you need and what you don't need and these scans and these apps, and it's all to get you to rely on it and completely disassociate from your own body's ability to work these things out. And if you disassociate, especially at a young age, you're never going to get back on track and believe that you can just trust your own body and then let go and let God, because you really did come into this world with all of those capabilities, and everything coming at us mm-hmm. is just to buy our attention, to get us to pay, to get us to get
What do you think the
involved.
End goal is?
Like, to buy into it.
To be reliant?
110%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I agree.
110%. A doctor once told me.
We're sacrificing so much for the convenience and
we don't need that much knowledge.
No. It's
what were you
scary.
Gonna say?
A doctor once told me, it was one of my husband's friends, dad, is a much older OB. And I think it was one of his daughter-in-laws maybe was having a kid, but he's Indian, I think, and he's very wise. And he was like, the body can self-correct 100%. About 80%. So don't get involved.
Yep.
He's like, the body is a miracle. The human body
it's
is a miracle.
So
he's like, the
true.
Problem is you search for something, you find it, you try to correct it on your own,
yep.
when in actuality, like, your body could have.
Yep.
And then mentally, I think if you have too much information, it can create.
And you stop listening.
It can actually create things. Somebody, on another note, someone over on Christmas said that one of their doctors, came from like a very reputable person who probably sees like the best doctors, that Claritin is like killing people.
But it's terrible for you.
So Dom takes Claritin every day because he has terrible allergies. But they were saying Claritin in particular, not Zyrtec, not some of the others, is like the devil's workshop. And I don't know why. I haven't gone down the rabbit hole, but does anybody know anything about that?
Well, I've always known that stuff like Claritin, Afrin, ChapStick, and the like are
Carmex.
All have things
Carmex.
In them so that your body has to rely on them. So once you start using ChapStick, your lips mm-hmm. will not get more, I'm trying to search for another word other than moist, but they were not giving.
No, I've heard that. The more you use it,
the more dry they get.
Yes,
because the
yes.
more you need it.
Yes.
Same with Afrin. You're not clearing your nose. You're drying
there's a,
it
well, there's
out.
A rebound effect.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that's same with laxatives. All
yeah.
of it. Like
yeah.
who's taking laxatives?
Lawrence dancer friends in Vegas.
Now we know your vice.
Never.
Yeah.
Absolutely
laxatives.
Terrified.
Yeah.
But it's the same thing. Like all that stuff. I'm hitting my mic. All that stuff is designed so that your body has to rely on it. And I think there's so many of like the newer supplements out there that are designed exactly the same.
Well, it's the same rabbit hole you get in with like. When you start taking testosterone, when you start dosing yourself with testosterone,
yes.
your body goes, oh, cool.
I don't need to make it. Yeah.
And then you're relying on it.
But
that's
whole
has been proven
yeah.
that it's not effective for allergies. Any allergist will tell you that.
I've been hearing that.
There has
been
so many things
I have been
that
hearing
he
that, in fact,
instead.
From pediatric,
Allegra is like
from pediatrics, allergists, et cetera. Fine. I've heard that.
Yeah.
I haven't heard that it's slowly killing you
that.
Every day.
I
so I need to figure out a different.
I just thought it was.
There has to. What, he's yeah. just allergic to everything?
He's allergic to a lot of things. But he, yeah, I mean, I could switch him to something different. It just
Allegra
specifically
is like
Claritin, they
what
said
any
was so bad.
Doctor will recommend for allergies because it's the safest.
Yeah.
It's the safest.
Claritin in particular, they were saying is so bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would never give my kids Claritin anymore just because I know it doesn't work.
Yeah, that
doesn't
what
work.
I heard. But now I'm like, oh, it's sinister? Okay.
But I don't even like giving my kids Claritin
my kids
and they're always sneezy. Like I'm like, fuck it. You're going to just have to white knuckle it.
Yeah.
And build.
Isn't there a certain element where they can grow out of those allergies?
Yeah, that's what they say. But
I was giving Lola a lot of honey for like a year or two
yeah.
in her bottle because she just liked it.
Yeah.
It's not the best. It's like rotten. Like 7-Up mouth or whatever it's called, Mountain Dew mouth. Like you shouldn't put honey in a bottle before they go to sleep.
Oh. Sugar.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh,
but
well,
anyway,
yeah.
I was buying local honey that whole time. And it was like once she stopped having bottles and the honey intake,
yeah.
her allergies skyrocketed.
Oh.
Because local honey
I give my kids
is
like honey spray every day.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Is it local?
I mean, I do the, it's in the
Burt's
yellow
Bees?
Bottle. No, it looks like Burt's
Bees. Oh, from Air
Who
One?
Is it? Yeah, who makes that?
I don't know. I have it though.
It must
too.
Be good, but they say like
yeah.
local honey.
Honey's great for you.
Yeah,
honey's
so
great
good.
For everything.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's
yeah.
funny, it's like one of the worst you could give a small kid at the beginning.
But why did they say that? Is that
allergies.
True? Do we really know
yeah,
that's true?
Because it has every allergen in the environment, in your current environment.
I think they say 6 months you can introduce it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. No, but Dom has asthma. So it's like okay. I'm it's working different. With, yeah. I try to get ahead of it with that.
Oh, right. Yeah. Does he have an inhaler?
Yeah. Yeah. He takes Symbicort every day. We just switched to that. And
what
it's,
is that?
Opal? It's actually like, it's like a combo between a rescue and like an anti and a steroid. It's anti-inflammatory, but so it lasts for like the entire day. So he really just takes it in the morning and doesn't have an issue. I was using the rescue inhaler too often with him.
Oh, yeah.
But again, they say that eventually they'll outgrow it, but then they're like, if it
they probably will.
I have, I mean, as his pathways get bigger and everything, I'm sure it'll be less of an issue for him. Right. But Duran's mom has some, I mean, this is the thing, you know, you yeah. get things, yeah. they just, it's like genetic. He's yeah. he's dealing with it. But when we leave to other countries.
He's fine.
Doesn't take medicine. He's completely fine. And so my pediatrician said, it's LA. He's like, move to Paris, like or wherever, like as a joke.
Have you checked the house for mold? I mean, we're all in LA. Like,
no, I've done that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes. But it's not just our house. I mean, yeah. it's, you know, he could be out in grass and, you know, something yeah. like that. So the sort of the argument is, which my dad says, that's not a thing. If you moved to Spain and you were there for, you know, over a year,
you
would start to
there.
Develop allergies there.
Sure.
So that, and then Scott, my pediatrician, says that that's not true. It's environmental
LA. Scott,
my LA.
Old pediatrician who kicked me out of the practice.
Oh, he did? Oh, yeah.
Why did he kick you out?
Yeah, because she doesn't want to do all the things.
Because we have different views.
Oh, you were like.
But I really like him.
So then the.
Kicked you out of the practice.
To close the loop on it, we just saw a pediatric pulmonologist who said he was in the middle of that argument and said there are so many factors that are involved in that going somewhere else and
yeah,
and,
for sure.
and then maybe adjusting, maybe not. But it's, I mean, he's like, there's so many elements to that argument. He's like, I'm in the middle of it.
So she's not moving to Paris.
So I'm not moving to Paris.
Shit, I'm so sad for you.
You guys, that was my whole argument.
Damn I mean, it.
Yeah.
Well, there goes that.
What else? So you're, really what are you doing? Oh, you're going to Blue Note for yeah. New Year's. Okay.
Yeah. What are you guys doing?
What are you doing?
I'm going to Boulevard Steak.
Okay.
Okay.
Nice.
And then LEK Fit at 10 a.m. on the 1st.
Can I get in?
Of course.
Okay.
You know my motto, show up.
Yeah.
Show up.
It's so hard for me now with your 9 a.m.s. I need to say this into your face.
Say it to my face. 9 a.m. for 9:30.
9 is.
Oh, I love a 9.
I mean, like
back.
You've been. Like you've been starting at like 9:10. Thank God.
I do start
like,
at 9:10. I
make. Thank actually, God.
I how long is your class? 95. 50. Jesus, Mary, 95.
Or 9:15? Would that be insane?
No, 50? I'm down for 9:15.
Like if you actually Happy called meeting. It for 9:15 yes. and you start at 9:15, like I don't. I mean. Listen, it's just a suggestion.
She but also knows she can text me and be like, I'm on my way.
I know, I do, but I feel bad. And I've just gotten to the point where, I mean, like, you can kick me out if you need to because I'm like.
I would never.
But I'm like, I'm coming.
She's not going to pull a
Scott
Sometimes
I don't
Cohen
get to leave
you.
My house until like 8:50.
She dropped the full name.
Oh, sorry.
Scott?
Oh, okay.
I always drop his name all the time.
But I mean, I said I really like him.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he's likable. He's a likable guy.
He just doesn't like you.
But it's really hard for me, especially Duran takes the kids most mornings. And then right. when I have to take them, it's almost impossible because I'd be showing up at 9.
We can do 9:15.
Yeah.
Should we do 9:15?
I would love it.
Wait, what are we doing 9:15 for?
No, I'm just adjusting the schedule for Samantha.
What's your class tomorrow? I'm going to come for New
I'll
Year's
I'll do every
step.
Day in January. Nine.
Come on
tomorrow?
In.
Yes. Do 9:15.
Should I do tomorrow and?
Yes. See, this is the problem. This what? Is where we get tripped up. Yes, you should be there every day.
Yeah.
Cool.
It's every day.
Yeah.
You have to
you
work
don't believe
out
in rest
every
days?
Day. Nope.
Could you do that and then go to work from there?
Getting to Burbank at that time is really easy.
I still have all my stuff in my car. How sad.
From what?
No, see, I don't think that's sad at all. I think that's a sign.
Yeah.
I know.
It's a sign from RFK.
From LEK.
LEK.
Okay.
I'm all planning right. to, I'm trying to do at least 28 days in January.
You have to promise to change.
No, that. I am. I'm trying to go every
I
day
will,
in January.
I will, but you have to work to
be,
together.
You have to be accountable.
I will. You know that I will be accountable.
I can give up sugar easy.
I don't think it's really like the alcohol. I would love for you to give it up.
Yeah, fine.
Truly. Like, and what fine. Are we drinking? Like what?
Fine.
Like, oh, vodka, I'm like very clean. I don't drink wine. I just drink tequila and Topo Chico.
I drink wine.
And a fresh lime.
I'm the wine person.
It's Topo Chico. What is that? That's the so.
They have really a lot of forever chemicals. Water. It's like the highest.
Yeah, there's a lot.
Chemicals.
Yeah, there's like a lot of crap in there.
Don't yuck my yum.
I love Topo Chico. It's like best. It's like a blast of effervescence.
It's like,
yeah.
Do you feel bloated? Like, what do you feel in your body after you've been drinking?
This is a loaded question because
this is a whole episode.
This
actually.
Is, yeah, I mean,
I feel like this needs to be. This should be a three part. Do you want to come on the next 2 weeks?
Yeah, we have seriously.
Like, way more to talk about.
And we'll talk about progress. The only time I was sober was when I was pregnant and I was still bloated.
What does it feel like to be hungover?
No.
No, just like what do you feel like after you drink? Like you can't possibly feel.
So what do you feel like every day?
The next day. Do you? Not if you're not hungover.
No, I don't know.
Yeah, I think you feel just a little bit like slower.
Slow.
And
it's a vicious cycle.
More fragile. There's a little bit of anxiety associated with it
too. Yeah.
Or like self-doubt.
I don't feel that. She feels that.
But in the moment, Adderall's these are like really, truly genuine questions.
Yes.
In the moment.
Yeah.
You feel good because you're not just drinking like at a dinner or party. Like you'll have a cocktail at home.
Thanks. You're making us really feel like losers. Fine,
but yes.
By myself.
Because it takes like what my mom would say is like takes the edge off.
Yeah.
It's a treat. It's a little treat for our mind, body,
and we don't
and
do anything else. We don't really have any other main vice. I think this is what I was talking to her about the other day. And we shouldn't need to have any vice, but I think throughout most of my life, I've had some sort of vice.
Well, vice has a connotation of being bad for you, right? Is that like...
I guess you're right. In my mind, yes. I mean, I used to really like smoking weed, but like I don't anymore. So there's nothing really bad that I do other than drink.
Right.
Yeah. And I feel like it's actually like a treat for me, but when reality, it's not. I have to reframe it.
Yeah, because like a treat. So like my thing is like I will go, like obviously I have three kids who go to school early. So I have to be like... up early, but that will not force me to go to bed early. Like my favorite thing I love to go out and I will go to concerts. I go to a show at least once a week and oftentimes I go alone. Like it's not worth getting a sitter. And like sometimes I'll ask around like if somebody's available, but like I'm so like down to go that I don't need to make...
Like you don't know anyone in the room.
No, I go all the time by myself, often to shows.
I feel like you don't have to. But do you like take a car? You don't drive.
I'll drive. It depends on what the parking is. So
yeah,
like if I go into Wiltern, which is up the street from us, I'll take a car because there's no parking.
And
but
it's
like,
easy, you just hop out.
If I'm going downtown, I'll go and like park at the Jonathan Club and then like take a car. Like it's really about what is the parking situation.
Do you ever get hit on when you're by yourself?
I mean, sometimes. Yeah. But like it's not.
Sometimes.
But it's not like, it's just like, it's just, it's more like a friendly, like we're both here to experience this. Yeah. I guess my point is like, that feels like a treat to me. Like that's where I get inspired. Like,
yeah, it is inspiring. Like, once it's, for me, thinking about getting out of the house and going is annoying. But once I'm there, I always like a show.
Yeah.
I do like, I don't like festivals either. But it's interesting because I could see that going alone to a show being totally fine, because even if you're with someone, you're not...
You can't talk. You can't hear someone.
You can't.
It's pitch black.
Exactly. So what's the point?
Yeah.
I get that. That makes
sense. That sounds... I mean, God bless you. That sounds awful.
Does it?
Yeah. You know it sounds awful? What? Disneyland.
That sounds awful.
Like that sounds... Awful. I just wouldn't want to stand in a dark room and like dance by myself. But I
understand. Dance? Who said she's dancing?
I mean, I'm not dancing.
Maybe a
little. A lot of times I'm sitting. Like it depends on where the show is.
Do you prefer to sit or stand?
It depends. Like if it's a... If it's a standing room only show, like we're standing.
I like to sit, but yeah.
But if it's if it's like the Wiltern, like I'm not on the floor, like I'm not.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing general admission.
To close the loop, what do you really think alcohol is doing to us?
We got a wrap.
Absolutely nothing good.
No. Besides the fact that it's supposed to physically.
Everything bad.
Oh, destroying you.
Messing with your blood sugar, messing with your cholesterol, messing with your what's the other way? No, blood sugar, cholesterol.
It's literal poison.
Blood pressure.
Everything. There is nothing good.
Speaking of, where's my watch?
Everything. Don't put it back up. Let me get
that's
this thing on.
Stupid
thing. Yeah.
There's nothing good.
Yeah.
I'm wearing this to your class tomorrow, so get ready.
Please do.
But are you back on? Are you back on the train until you're not?
Until I have to go to work.
We cannot fall off the train.
We're not falling off the train. Last question I have for you.
Yes.
What's up with the Epsom salt baths? What does it do for you?
Oh, like, well, that's like, that's my treat. That's my wind down time. And Epsom salts definitely detoxes your body.
Does it?
Yeah.
For real?
Yeah, for real.
Because now they're doing Epsom salt with melatonin, and I accidentally bought that, and I'm like, shit, that
scares
me. Is
that the fluid stuff?
Fluid, no.
Melatonin is what like puts you to sleep.
I like
melatonin
the higher dose
scares
one.
Me a little bit.
Melatonin scares the shit out of me, too.
Yeah, because it can have a really bad side effect. Oh,
Jesus, new fear unlocked.
Such
thanks.
A sudden death.
Enjoy your last bath. They're like, she must have been drinking. I was like, no, it's my melatonin salt.
Not sudden death, but melatonin, if you have any predisposition for depression or the blues, it will
Kick it into overdrive.
Kick it into overdrive. Blues, especially blues. Like if you're giving your like kids melatonin. Like it's really not a good
Wait, do you know? I'll tell you who it is later, but a friend gives her kids melatonin every night. I was like, wait, every night? She's like, yeah.
Yeah, I would be really
her
really,
kids or her?
Really cautious of melatonin.
That's really bad.
And
I
again,
did say
like,
something to her. I was like, I don't know if that's a good idea. She's like, they love it.
It's one of those things though where your body like their body isn't gonna be able to like
fall asleep
down on its own. Yeah.
Wait a minute, hold on. Didn't we have a guest on that was like, what? Maybe I'll stop taking it. We're like, how much are you taking? She's like 10 milligrams a night. We're like, holy shit.
Who?
I forget. It was a guest we had on. We're
sure
like
I listen.
That is like a horse tranquilizer.
That's you'll have scary. To. You'll have to.
Three and I'm shadow boxing.
Go back into the archives to
like three and I'm like.
That's really scary.
So scary.
You'll have to remember who that was, because we need to get to her immediately before something bad happens.
Oh my god.
Okay, Lauren, you're coming back. Like I there's so many things I didn't even get to my notes. Cadi like really had a lot of good stuff to talk about. There's just so much more. So at least once a month. We need
to. At least once a month. I would look forward to that so much.
Yeah. And a happy new year.
Happy new year, everyone.
It's going to be a good one. You're going to be, are you doing damp or dry?
Probably dry because she just yucked my yum.
She did.
2025 was the year of the snake.
Now we're in the
2026 is the horse. So let's shed it.
Wait, 2026 is the horse?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who's the horse?
Well, I don't know, but I'd rather be a horse than a snake.
The snake we shed.
The horse.
The horse we're off to the races.
Oh, wow. Oh, I love it.
Right?
I love it.
Full steam ahead.
Full steam ahead.
Don't worry about it.